BBC News with Jonathan Izard. The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will implement his reform plans quickly after winning Sunday's elections. In a victory speech, he told his supporters he would act decisively against what he called terrorists. His main challenger, Muharrem İnce, has described the conduct of the election as unfair. Critics warn that President Erdogan's rule in Turkey is increasingly authoritarian. Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari has warned that those responsible for the communal violence in Northern Plateau State will not be spared. Police say at least 86 people died in clashes between farmers and nomadic herders. A curfew has been imposed. Members of Parliament in Britain will vote later on whether to build a third runway at Heathrow Airport, the busiest in Europe. Ministers say the $18 billion plan would create tens of thousands of jobs and help Britain compete internationally after it leaves the European Union. But opponents say environmental concerns have not been addressed. A 24-hour general strike across Argentina has disrupted public services and transport systems. It's in protest against the policies of President Mauricio Macri, including higher taxes, and his receipt of a $50 billion aid package from the IMF. A wildfire is whipping through Lake County in California, forcing about 3,000 people to abandon their homes. The blaze, about 150 kilometres north of San Francisco, has destroyed several buildings and is threatening hundreds more. Australia says it will negotiate a security treaty with Vanuatu shortly after an Australian media report suggested that China wanted to build a military base there. At the time, Canberra expressed great concern at the prospect of a Chinese base in such a strategically important location, but both China and Vanuatu denied the report. At the World Cup in Russia, the hosts will play Uruguay in a few hours to decide which finishes top of Group A. Later, there'll be two games involving the three teams in Group B who can qualify for the knockout stages, Iran, Portugal and Spain. BBC News.